yourself with love and nice teeth for warm fresh blood. Tinkle bells. Tinkle bells. Tinkle bells. Tinkle bells. And studded crown, the leap of souls. Parasites, the bugs of gold. This myrtle lamb now spoiled and sold. Tinkle bells.
Hey everybody. Time for some buzz and some noise.
Yay.
Hey, we got more buzz than MTV's clips in the 90s. You get it?
No. You might want to explain it to me. I don't get it at all.
Okay. Huh. A dead heart says, fixable and maybe a question mark. But, no. No, it is not fixable. Sorry. We need to replace every single object in this room. Hey, maybe after they turn on the Large Hadron Collider, every single object in this room will be replaced with some vapor.
Or some head crabs.
That's true. So I guess Xenophobe was telling me that somebody sent those guys a crowbar.
That was really funny.
Yeah. Haha. So what's going on? I feel like we haven't done the radio with you guys in, like, a long time.
Yeah, you guys have been, like, away and shit. This is my first time on the radio in, like, months, I think.
And next week there probably won't be a show because I'm going to be on an airplane. Unless all the airplanes get vaporized when they turn on the Large Hadron Collider.
They're not turning it on tomorrow. They're just running, like, one or two tests.
Oh, okay. Somebody said they were turning it on tonight during the show.
Well, I think they're turning it on, but they're not, like, going to collide anything. They're just going to, like, run a few protons around in a circle to make sure that everything's cooled down and, you know.
I see.
Where are you flying to?
The Gen Con.
Oh, right.
Yeah. But, yeah. I, you know what I wish they had built instead of a Large Hadron Collider is a Large Modron Collider. You remember the Modrons?
No.
They were those guys from like the plane of Mechanus or whatever. It was like the elemental plane associated with, like, lawful neutral, I think.
Yeah.
They were like these machine dudes with, they're all geometric.
That made absolutely nice. no fucking sense.
Yeah, they were awesome. Fucking Planescape Torment, man. Nordom the Modron. You see what they did there?
I think.
They just spelled what he was backwards and decided that was his name.
Wow.
My parents almost named me Namu. If I had been able to quickly say baby with a huge dick backwards, that's what I would have said my parents almost named me. Because that would have been funny.
Maybe.
See, it would have come full circle with that whole naming you what you are backwards and implied.
I mean,
reveal. Riff.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
Yeah, Riff has got a goddamn disaster prepared for you guys.
I spent, like, the entirety of the weekend doing nothing, not even, like, web surfing. I just sat at the computer and devised and tested that puzzle, and then took, like, 2 days off to play Warcraft.
Yeah, I feel really sorry for you guys.
Anybody?
It's not actually hard to solve, but it's very intimidating looking.
Yeah.
I know that none of you guys have played it, because you guys don't have a Xbox here, but remember that guy that did that interview where he was all like, the coins in Super Mario Brothers are evil and MMOs are unethical in their design? It was his guy.
Don't remember.
He was this guy.
Oh, really?
He did this interview.
That one time? With those one people?
With MTV's multiplayer blog, which is actually a really good gaming blog. It's weird. I never would have expected anything good to come out of MTV on the Intertron, but...
I was going to about to correct you with Beavis in my head, but that wasn't on the Intertron.
Yeah, it wasn't on the Intertron. There was no Intertron back then, man.
Yeah.
There was just an Arpatron.
Yeah.
Which is where seals would go to bark at each other about their
trons,
their furry fetishes.
Yeah.
Do you think that an intelligent seal would actually count as a furry?
No.
He'd be like, I'm a seal on the inside, and then somebody would be like, you're a seal on the outside. That would also be true of seal.
Yeah. But if you were to strike one of them, your warranty would be void.
That's probably true. Anyway, that guy was like, yeah, okay, I think that games are bad. They're not bad. It's like game design principles tend to produce drugs rather than food, right? That's his deal, right?
Hmm.
And so then he was like, I'm working on my game, and my game's gonna be awesome, and you'll see. And it came out yesterday, and it's actually really fucking good.
Really?
It's called Braid.
Oh, I heard somebody talking about that.
Yeah, it's not out for the PC yet. Not that will help Riff, Mac bag.
I can play PC games, I just don't because it's a pain in the ass to boot into Windows.
You can dual boot. Can you dual boot and then play dueling banjos on both operating systems at the same time?
I can't boot both at the same time.
Well. Yeah, but anyway, it's kind of awesome. It's like a puzzle platformer, and his deal was there is no filler in the game at all. Like, every puzzle you have to solve is different than every other puzzle you've had to solve. It's like, there's, you know, if you find a key and open a door, there's never going to be another time in the game when you have to do exactly the same thing. There's always some twist on it, some new way that you have to interact with it.
A stunning 2 hours of gameplay.
You know, I'm about a third of the way through it after 2 hours. A third of the way to at least what is initially visible as 100% completion on it. Like, and it's I don't know. I want to go back and read that interview again, knowing what I know now about that guy's actual ability, because he just sounded like an asshole. But yeah, seems like he might be pulling something off. Maybe
we should hire him, because we love people who are just gigantic assholes about what they know and what they do.
I think at this point we probably won't be able to afford him.
Yeah. Oh, man, we can't have a condescending asshole on our team. That makes me so sad. Oh, wait.
See, that's funny, because...
Yeah. I'm a condescending asshole.
What else? There were some other things I was going to talk about. I've been doing super secret, stupid shit.
Yeah, he won't even tell us. I think it's because he's embarrassed about it.
Yeah, I embarked on a kind of a retarded project, and I don't want anybody else to know about it until it's done, because it would be really easy for somebody to talk me out of it. But you, the players, may benefit. You might get a single chuckle out of what I'm doing someday in the future. So,
well, isn't the nature of what you're doing such that no one will probably ever see it?
No. The nature of what I'm doing is such that everyone will see it.
No.
I think it is probably the case that almost everyone who plays the game will experience what it is that I'm working on.
No. I guess it does make it easier for us to talk you out of it if we knew what it was.
Yeah, it would be.
I mean, I could go look and find out, but that would ruin the surprise.
I was thinking about that. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to, because it would ruin the surprise.
Captain Spam wrote a while ago, they're replacing the combat bar for a form of word is nice, but since we can't edit it for the duration, can you add repeat last action to it? You did that.
I did
you?
Do that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I cut and pasted that exact question into that thread.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Cowlord says, there seems to be a little bug in Hobopolis. After unlocking Exposure Esplanade, every time that Richard is called, the item that is used increases by one. There have been two reports of that.
Yeah.
They might be from the same person.
Yeah. So does two reports lead credence to the report?
I don't know. If they were reports about just getting home from Illinois and, lock the front door, oh boy. It's a Creedence song.
Oh, I don't know any Creedence songs. Huh, the desert is broken.
Oh, sweet. It was all cloudy.
Yeah.
Riff left to go stand in the rain and go, for how can this be?
Yeah, I think
for he is the Cuisinart Tatarak.
Yeah, he took his pina colada outside. We should block him out.
Yeah, we should. There was
a substantial amount of lightning out here.
It's been lightning outside without raining for like a week.
Yeah, a couple
days. Like when I'm riding home on the bus.
Night, yeah. But this will be like unusual now. Like every 4 seconds or something.
Huh.
Maybe somebody was flying a kite with a key on it, and then they became bald.
I'm checking to see if this is the same person. Now, this is two different people saying that, but I can't believe that that's actually happening.
Yeah.
You know, is there a case where decrement clan flag is actually excrementing it?
Well, unless you've been putting I added the third optional argument in there. I had to add that myself to make that change to the scare hobo thing. So
yeah, because it was basically a thing that would only decrement a flag by one. It was yeah. I just wrote every time I needed something with some like sort of race condition validation, I just wrote a new generic clan flag function to handle whatever it is that I was working on. So
yeah.
Blizzbob says, props to you guys for finally making chat channels that a player doesn't have access to be invalid to them when they do stuff like a Who Villa or whatever. I don't think anything changed with
that. Yeah, nothing changed with
that. Props to us a long-ass time ago.
Yeah.
Kimmy says, hit normal hobo for 502 with costume sword and stogie and still got nickel. Well, you didn't do enough damage of the same type to overkill. Hobo-overkill. Hellbound Lum says, after a day's summoning, I go to add them to my store, and often the reagents say there are only two available, but upon checking my inventory, it shows that there is three. Bug?
That seems suspect.
Yeah, that,
That seems like something like that seems like it should have been reported a long time ago.
Yeah.
But, changing the mall, store stocking interface is like one of the first things I did for the company, like 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, and then that hasn't changed at all since then, and if there was any sort of weird update issue with that. I mean, all of those things are just hitting the live inventory table. There's not really any way for that to fuck up.
Yeah.
I suppose it's possible that, you know, the person summoning them while at the mall store interface, like they had...
Or if they had another window open to summon, yeah.
Yeah, they used the skills.
But it seems like it would show that they didn't have any, unless they were keeping two on them all the time for whatever reason.
Yeah. Or, yeah, like, maybe they had summoned two, and then they... like, forgot that they had only summoned two and not three, and they checked their inventory, and they have two. They remember that they can summon another one. They do so, and they're still only two.
Or maybe it's that Grease Monkey script that decrements all the number of items that you have by one in the mall store interface.
Yeah. it's to trick you into not putting your last anything in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
I would run that kind of script.
Yeah, me too.
That's like setting your clock ahead 5 minutes, so that you're 5 minutes early to everywhere.
See, if I did that, I would just always know that my clock was wrong, and then I would factor that into my head. That would never work for me.
God, I had a girlfriend that set the goddamn clock in her car, like, 25 minutes fast or something. And so every time we were going somewhere and she drove, I was like, what the fuck? How did we end up so late? And then I, like, had to, oh, right.
Double take.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I wasn't in her car very often, and every time I got mad. You're still late to everything. This obviously isn't working. I'll show you. I'm going to break up with you and then get married to somebody else. Well, several years later.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, break up with you and then get married to somebody else several years later is what I'm saying.
That was a cool story, bro.
I know. Thanks, dude. Madeline says, do you expect the KOL will last long enough that you'll run out of equipment slots for anniversary items? You have two accessories and a shirt remaining. A container, eventually? I don't think I would even do a shirt, because there's no guarantee that somebody who's been around for 7 years has torso awareness.
If someone's been around for 7 years and doesn't have torso awareness, you can just give it to them for their 7th anniversary.
That's true. And that's your present for your 7th anniversary, is you get torso awareness.
Yeah, and then on your 8th one, you get the shirt.
What we could do is, for the 9th anniversary, we could give a special kind of glue that allows you to combine the 1st and 2nd anniversary gifts into a new item that just takes up the slot of the first one. And then, same thing with the 10th anniversary. But I don't think people
would
use
it. I'm glad I drove today.
I'm glad I drive every day. Because it's fucking hot outside during the day, man.
It is.
Although, you know, honestly, I know I can look at the thing and say, oh, it's 110 degrees outside, but then I go outside and I'm like, yeah, this just doesn't bother me.
Yeah. No, aside from it being just, like, fucking way too bright outside, especially in the at 5 o'clock whenever I'm waiting for a bus, it doesn't really bother me.
That's why you're so cool.
Yeah, that's why I bought my Totally Gar sunglasses.
Where'd you get those sunglasses?
From blueblocker.com.
Really?
Yeah. No, they claim to block all blue light, which more or less. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're not like, they don't make everything like super dark. Like if I went into the living room, which has no lights on, and I put these glasses on, I could still see pretty well.
Uh-huh.
But it does help.
You just can't see whether or not the Wii is on.
Yeah.
You can't see whether you have new mail.
Yeah.
You should get something that block out red light and then put them on while you drive around at night.
Yeah.
Just rear-end everybody.
Yeah, actually seeing a green light is kind of hard.
You could wear both and be completely unable to read 3D comic books.
Oh, yeah. Just like, sweet, a new blank comic book. I can't wait to see what happens on the next page. Disco Thief says, I understand the inability to affect inventory or skills while trapped in the cage, but why can't we visit Clan and the Mall, particularly the Clan's in-game forums? Well, you can't visit the Mall because you can't, you know, like, let's say that we eventually put in a drop that's like a file that lets you out of a cage. You can't go to the Mall and buy that. Really, what you can't do is get into a choice adventure where having a certain item gives you some benefit somewhere else in the game, one of the many places that that already exists, and then go from there to the Mall, then go back into the choice adventure. I suppose that letting people into clan forums while they were trapped in a choice adventure wouldn't actually hurt anything.
Yeah,
K-Mail conceivably could, because you could go into K-Mail and you could change the game state by sending somebody an item.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that there is any place that would be useful, but I would not let people do it just on the off chance that it becomes useful someday and then we don't remember and then it's all like, Zomg, the game is broken because of this.
And you nerfed it and we hate you for it.
One thing that kind of bugs me every time it happens, I know this is some artifact of the way that Quick Skills thing works, but you can open the skills page, it just loads blank. Is there any way that you can alter that so it knows?
Probably.
It knows that you're loading it in a main pane, maybe,
I can try, yeah. But yeah, absolutely, that's definitely an artifact of the way Quick Skills work. Because otherwise, if you tried to load the skills the Quick Skills menu, it would just load a miniature version of the fight pane in that tiny little window.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would be.
Because then you could fight, like, multiple black puddings at the same time.
Yeah.
Pastangum says, is there any use for duplicate familiar eggs other than the used for the new chef staff? Or should I auto-sell my collection of baby killer bees? Every familiar hatchling has a recipe that you can cook it into. It's just that no one has found them. Because they don't show up in the cook menu.
I imagine it's going to be quite a while until someone finds the jewel lantern recipe.
Yeah, really.
And what's awesome is that, here, we'll just spoil it. You cook the Jill-O-Lantern with a pie crust, and it becomes a key lime pie. I don't know why. It's weird.
Yeah, I know. How did that happen?
Yes. Betrayer and a bunch of people says, how about the option to turn off item images in the Mall? It would really help people with slow internet connections. I wonder if we could just apply the inventory images thing, like, everywhere.
We could, yeah.
You know.
It'd be work for me, but that's okay.
It wouldn't be that much work. That would, I seriously think you could do that in like 30 seconds.
But like everywhere, though.
Well, no. I mean, I just mean at the Mall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like it works everywhere except the Mall now. And anything that isn't any inventories. And Naked Jew says, you acquire 6 chunk of rock salts. Yeah, that sounds fine to me. Disco Daryl says, did you know that the Joker works for McDonald's now? And then there's a Ronald McDonald photoshopped with the Joker. Heath Ledger. Yeah, that's...
cool story, bro.
Photoshop is funny.
Yeah.
RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. I just happened to hear a Beach Boys song on the radio today, and now I have Ketchup Hound and You're Sitting on Top of the World stuck in my head. Thanks, guys. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Blizzbob says, Pork Elf Goody Sack should be multi-usable. That's probably true. Let's see. Mr. Ooze says, the crypt in the ancient Hobo Burial Ground seems to give meat an unlimited number of times. Well, more than 5, as the similar adventures in other zones do.
Isn't there a commensurate drawback for that, though? Those adventures?
Well, everything that puts meat in the clan stash ought to be limited. So if it's not actually limited, then maybe there's just a there's just a bug in that code. Let's take a look. Let's go to the ancient hobo burial ground in the location spindler. An adventurer gets a tomb choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, and sweet. I altered the location spindler such that if there's a choice adventure, there's a link to edit that choice adventure from the little rewards section.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's all awesome.
Didn't you used to be able to do that for monsters, too? Seems like
I think you can do that. Oh, on the web. Oh, if there's a mod. I don't know. If you
it
could,
seems like
then,
I did
then
like
you
that,
did
yeah.
that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that code for that choice adventure is not in the database. It's hard-coded into a thing with some stuff. So I'm going to look at that.
Oh, I'm going to find a question while you futz with that. Let's see. Question.
Okay. Tomb's rated. Okay, if tomb's rated is greater than or equal to 10, it's empty. Otherwise, it increments it. H-O-R, make sure I spelled that right.
Urutsini says, I know you want to refrain from specific chat rules, but can I please ask that you make it a rule that the KOA wiki cannot be posted or even mentioned in open chat? Is that the case?
No.
I don't know where you're coming from with that there, dude.
Yeah, I don't want that rule.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Some bloke says, does having the complete hobo tattoo do anything special? You bet it does. Oh, man.
It does all kinds of special shit,
yeah.
man.
Shoots fucking lasers from its eyes. It's awesome.
Actually, it shoots lasers from its ass. Lasers and candy.
All right.
Let's see. Sewer Gnome says, could you make it so we can put our sapling bags from Arbor Day in the display case? Doesn't work currently. No, because they're quest items. Cthulette says, when you finish the level 11 quest, the council tells you return later when more content has been added. Please change this to match the come back later messages for other levels. Weird. Is that still in there?
Yes, it is.
What the hell? Okay, so then it should be when it's less than 13? No, when it's less than 14. Wow. No, it needs to be 13. 13, he said. Yeah, welcome to 10 dozen minutes of me fixing shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so that shouldn't happen anymore. Let's see. Noah Nam says, there needs to be an ultra rare in the spooky tavern, and yes, we can't already know if there is, and yes, I would like to know. Yeah. There's an ultra rare in every zone.
Spooky tavern?
There's an ultra rare in every zone.
I don't remember where the spooky tavern is.
Blizzbob says, the resulting text when you create multiple prismatic wads only makes sense when you're making only one. Yeah, I didn't bother correcting the grammar on that, which I usually do, that kind of thing, but I was just like, I don't know. I couldn't be arsed. Urutsini says, have you considered a file of rain bonus, where damage is split evenly five ways among the elements? Recipe reagent plus rainbow wad. Wait, yeah. No. No. I feel like that has pretty limited application, because just consuming the wad gives you a bunch of extra damage. Like,
I think that they were trying to maybe make it easier for Frosty.
Yeah, but consuming the wad makes it as much easier for Frosty as that file would.
Yeah.
Well, no, because...
Because consuming the wad gives you some prismatic damage.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And it's like more than his damage cap, even on the elements that he's... Apocalypse Throb says, we want Rotten Randy Raccoon. Zap. I don't get it.
Me either. Fog not get references.
Lady Arsenic says, is there any plan to make the personalized coffee mugs collectible? They seem to be something that would grace the display cabinets of really uncool people in real life. It'd be cool to be able to keep them and look at the inscriptions on my own and other people's.
That would definitely be impossible.
It would be impossible because of the way the database stores items.
That's like, a lot of rain.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's raining. You know.
Wow. Cats in buckets.
This is the sweetest desert in the world, and God bless it, but it's just rainy as shit! Fuck, damn it.
Count your dick.
I do that a lot, and I always yell as fuck in public, and my wife is always like, I can't believe you keep doing that and actually yelling X is as adjective as fuck in public. But I have no shame, man.
He really doesn't.
Quietus says, are the five nickel semi-rares in Hobopolis supposed to add another hobo to the area? No.
Maybe they're just, like, miscalculating because that spends a turn and doesn't kill a hobo?
Yeah, maybe so. LRPD says, if you take the body of the alphabet as an of the alphabet giant as an I, then he spells Jin. Coincidence or joke? Coincidence. But if it's funny, it's a joke. Snuffstyle says, Snuffstyle420 says, why is it that only sewer gators drop meat in the sewers? Huh, that's a good question.
Mm.
I probably meant for either everything in there or nothing in there to drop meat.
He also says, optional chat notification when an item in one's store is purchased. That would just be...
Yeah, that would be the sweetest function in the world, and God bless it, but it'd be spammy as fuck!
Well, only for people with large, like,
which is everyone.
Stuff. Not everyone.
Have you looked at the mall?
They don't. Okay, there are a lot of people that don't do a whole lot of business in their store.
Yeah,
but
there are a lot of people who just like, I guess they if you could flag like a specific item like as telling you when it sells. Say like you've got a Mr. A in your store along with like a bunch of other detritus, and you put the notification on the Mr. A.
Yeah, that's yeah. No. hey, something that I meant to actually have you do, because you'd figure out a quicker way to do this than me. The quest log reminder thing that I did?
Yeah.
Can you make that work for if you have multiple reminders?
Probably.
Like, what I was going to do was just, like, a car cutter kind of thing with the, like, a write a recursive function to process it.
I would just put them all into an array.
Put every line into an array. Yeah.
Because that's the way I code. Everything is an array. Everything.
You don't ever do any recursion or any car and cutter. Here's what you do. You write a scheme parser.
Oh boy.
That runs in PHP, and then we can do all the conditionals and stuff in this.
That'd be like the RPN stuff that we did for the effects. Only
yeah,
even better.
Awesome. That RPN stuff is awesome.
It is. I was really pleased with how that ended up.
Although, once it gets very complicated, I just basically have to like figure out an effect that works like the one that I'm trying to code and cut. And
you could ask me.
That's why a bunch of stuff that I coded recently had this extra step where it was multiplying the value by one. that makes it a lot more useful. You know, it's one thing to have.
I'm surprised you guys let me put that in with such little resistance. You guys seem pretty okay with that.
You know, dude, I'm gonna let you do anything you get excited about. So if you ever want to really fuck things up, just get real excited about some way of fucking things.
Woo!
Rydette 42 said, you had mentioned that there wasn't a narrative explanation for having mysticality determine whether or not your skills are blocked by the naughty sorcerer / boner daemon. That's not really the problem with that. He says, also, skosh is a word, and Mr. Skullhead should be listened to more often. I was not in the camp that said skosh wasn't a word.
I just thought it weird that a Japanese loan word made it to the Midwest of all places.
Yeah. Here's an idea for a new combo familiar, also says right at 42. The Leprechaun! It gives you the meat that keeps falling off of its body, but it does damage based on the weight of the familiar. I would pay to have a drunken midget leper accompany me on my quests. And then he says, what is cone bread and where do you get it?
Beans and cone bread, what do you get?
That was the theme song of that, like, did you ever watch that Dinner in a Movie show?
I think it is.
That was where they would, like, cook stuff while they were watching a movie. That was a pretty good show.
I say, that's wholesome entertainment.
Yep. Antoid says, could there be a Postomancer cookbook that forces spells to be physical? That would be useful.
Let's
maybe you could get a copy
physical.
Of a copy of that Olivia Newton-John album that would force all of the songs that you played to be physical. Or Xanadu.
Yeah.
Or You're the One That I Want. Yana Wanna Want Want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It's weird that Olivia Newton-John keeps turning into a witch doctor.
Yeah, really. I don't understand how that happens.
Riff!
Yeah?
What are you doing?
I'm playing this game that Penny Arcade has recommended on their game recommending site.
What's their game recommending? Oh, that greenhouse thing?
Yeah.
You know, I am so angry at that game based on the demo that even if I really like it, I'm not going to buy it. Check this shit out. Okay? It is a 2D RPG. Uh-huh. It looks like, graphically, it is fucking bound to 800 by 600.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't,
if
you don't have a 3D accelerator, it runs slow as fuck. It could be the greatest game in the world, and God bless it, but it's slow as fuck!
Yeah, exactly.
No, seriously. And I went, I was like, what the fuck? This can't be right. Everything is fine. Everything is savvy. The interface is a little sluggish, which is kind of fucked up, right? Like, I don't want mouse lag on a game that looks like it came out in fucking 1995.
Yeah.
So I go to the forums, and I'm like, why does the guy walk so goddamn slow? That can't be by design. If you don't have a fucking high-end 3D card, walking around the world is... I can't even describe how slow it is. I don't really have a card. Like, a little house that you start in that is a single room, you know, with nothing in it, right? You find a note on a table that says, walk around back of the house to the well to your hidden secret spot to find your starter adventurer's kit. And it literally took, like, 30 seconds to walk out the goddamn door and around the corner of the house.
Were you just playing this on a laptop or something?
I was playing it on my desktop machine in my office.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not... It's not a nice machine, and it is certainly not a gaming machine. The thing is, there is no fucking reason for that thing to... For this game to have been coded using OpenGL or DirectDraw. No reason at all.
Yeah.
It is like... Why the fuck are people making games that look like... I could run a game like that, equivalent to that graphically, in a PC emulator on a machine that was half the speed of that machine, and it would work totally fine and be totally responsive.
It's like these people didn't spend their childhoods making little 2D tile games or something. I mean, who hasn't done that, really?
Yeah, it's, who hasn't, exactly. It's super frustrating. And so they fucking told... So somebody's like, yeah, why does the guy walk so slow? You need to upgrade your video card. And somebody who made a game that looks like that, telling you that you have to upgrade your video card in order for the guy to not walk at a goddamn snail's pace.
Oh, yeah.
I almost went on there and posted, like, what the fuck? But I didn't. I had a post all written, like, this is fucking ridiculous. Why did it? But then I was like, no, you know, I don't want my name on a post that's all curmudgeonly.
Far be it from you to be a curmudgeon.
Well, I don't want to go out and talk shit about people in public.
But you'll do it on the radio.
What the fuck is wrong with those people?
Yeah. Yeah, back in high school, because I didn't have anything better to do with my life, I would make little 2D tile games on my TI-89 calculator and see. It was cool.
Sweet. Were you slaying goblins instead of doing your math homework?
Yeah. In chemistry class, I wrote a scorched earth clone in TI-83 Basic.
Sweet.
It ran.
Yeah, I remember a friend of mine had that programmed into his graphing calculator.
Yeah, no, it was slow as shit because it was in Basic, but I loved it.
Scorched Earth is an awesome game.
It is an awesome game.
It
really is.
I am surprised that somebody has not made a game that is basically exactly like Scorched Earth, only you play it against other people on the internet.
Well, you can play Scorched Earth multiplayer on the same computer. It's just like round robin.
But I mean, I said on the internet, man.
I've seen some games like that.
Gunbound is kind of like that,
but Gunbound doesn't have the... It doesn't have the depth of Scorched Earth, you know? It doesn't even have the depth of, like, Worms. You know, the destructible terrain thing. The fact that one of the weapons just sprays a giant fountain of dirt around your tank so that they have to dig into you. You know, like...
But maybe that's a project we could do for Asymmetric.
Yeah, I don't know.
You could probably write that in JavaScript.
In JavaScript?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know, man. Keeping track of the sort of... Well, I don't know. Keeping track of every individual pixel of dirt, you know.
Which is what I did with the basic one. I mean, it ran slow as shit because it was in...
So it actually had destructible environments?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, though, like, the dropping of the earth was, like, one pixel at a time and just excruciatingly slow, but it was definitely deformable terrain.
Well, I mean, I guess that somebody's made that This Is Sand site. It was probably in JavaScript.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It's like those World of Sand games with nothing going on.
Oh,
all you can do is drop sand of different colors.
No.
XYM says, did Scully write the Yuletide stories? I really enjoyed them. Yes, he did.
And he totally forgot to write the ones for the next one.
I mean, it was...
It did sneak up.
It was optional, you know. It doesn't necessarily... His plan was to always write new ones, but it did sneak up.
Best laid plans of Mice and Skullhead.
Accident says, can you comment on the rumors I've heard that the new Charm accessories have a part to play in Rift's puzzle in the Pirate Cove? Long live the kingdom. I don't know. Riff, can you comment on those rumors?
I'm not gonna say nothing about nothing.
Joyous Death says, is the link to the Radio KOL the same as the one that appears on the page during maintenance? I believe so. Yeah. It's the same Radio KOL.
Yeah.
Drake Fly says, advanced cocktail garnishes become meat-smithable. Results are used in heavy-duty, manly mixed drink recipes.
Manly. Ha, 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 ha.
I don't think we have any meatsmith consumables, do we?
Not that I'm aware.
If we did, I think we'd want them to be combat items. Madison 14 says, in the radio show archives, the most recent Monday show has an incorrect show date. You speak of Comic-Con, yet it's already over, and Skullhead spoils the next TT before after it happens. Before after it happens. And what's a TT?
Turtle Tamer?
I mean, but that doesn't make any sense. Syrinx Louis says, given any thoughts to installing a tent open indicator? I was told to premise ample cleavage if you did. Oh, to promise. Yeah. Wow. I started reading that as one word that started with pro, and then, yeah. Sweet.
So I heard there was
cleavage. I have completely fucking lost it. And then Bill DeCat just sends a list of people's names. Bill DeCat, what the fuck?
Bill DeCat is a weird guy.
Shop Troll says, can you move the Shimmering Moth and Juicy Grub from bird form to consumables miscellaneous with all the other HP and MP restoring items? Done.
Sweet. Avangion Kua says, our clan cannot keep the million meat per instance pace for Hobopolis. Any chance for a discount in the future? Maybe, but not in the near future.
Maybe if once the second one comes out, we could discount Hobopolis.
Maybe. I'm not positive. I mean, if you know, I don't know if the pace of Hobopolis openings has slacked at all. Let's look. If only I could look at a graph.
Yeah.
Of
and then maybe make another graph next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it does not appear to have slacked at all in the last 30 days. Let's compare that to the. Yeah, well.
KRS says, I ate quiche. Does that compromise my status as a man in any way?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sorry, dude. Now you're gay. Yeah. You gotta start kissing dudes all the time. Promise.
Promise. 120 minutes of promising.
The tent open thing, Hot Stuff has to do that. He's willing to, so it's just he's out of town basically until the beginning of September probably. But yeah, it's definitely on deck because it was like, you know, I was like, well, okay, you know, if he's willing to actually make all those graphics, I'll write the code for it. But yeah. Flinkle says, can we have a side/top pain indicator of how many hobo parts Richard has? Repeatedly checking is more annoying than it should be. That's a weird request.
You can just mash the button.
Play Havoc says, I'm sorry my clan's corrected me on how to ask that question. I should ask, how do I get black pussy? Cat. Itcher123 says, why so serious? And I think that the Play Havoc's question was sent in before people actually discovered the black cat. So.
Amanda Carrick says, how hard would it be to put the curse options, TP, foam dart, etc., in a submenu with a right-click menu? I need to write that so we can make a submenu. Basically, that's the only thing holding it back.
Yeah, because if we put every item in there that people are requesting, it's going to be too tall.
Yeah. No, I need to make that its own menu.
Fineldar asks a really long question that's funny, but it's too long to read. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
Tiny Plastic Dildo says, when is GIF going to give out another clue? I don't know. Riff, when are you going to invite your brother GIF over to give out a clue? And what's the clue going to be about?
Maybe you just got to move around a lot more than Riff. You know?
What?
Because he's animated.
Yes. Yeah. That's why you're not a writer.
Yes, it is.
It's awesome. We're finally a real company because we have an intern to be mean.
Yeah.
El Pirato says, what do you suggest for someone to become more involved in the kingdom? You could try sailing around the Golden Horn.
Woo! Sounds like a euphemism for something dirty.
It really does.
Read the forums, read the chat. Just read it, you know. Don't enter the chat, just keep reading about the chat, and eventually you'll get more involved.
Yeah.
Finelder says, was the change of the Maypole, Pumpkin Bucket, Wax Lips, and Tam O'Shanter from poundage to straight plus stuff because of diminishing returns from NS13, or did you change it before that to clear up confusion stupid people may have? I think you made one of them better with the old system before diminishing returns. Yeah, one of them was better because it would have had to have been plus 2.5 stats per fight. So whichever one gives you stats.
The Wax Lips.
The Wax Lips, yeah. I think they went from plus 2.5 stats to plus 3 stats. Or, no. No, it was like 12.5. I think, because I think...
10 pounds of volleyball.
10 pounds of volleyball was...
2.5, because 4 pounds was 1.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, either 4 or 5.
Maybe it was 2.5 to 3. Yeah, fuck, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything. Yeah. Yes, that was done to... I mean, it's not that it was clearing up confusion stupid people would have, it's that there was no longer a consistent meaning for the term 10 pounds of volleyball, because which 10 pounds, you know? I think that I changed them all ahead of time. I think that I changed... That was something that I knew that I could roll out live, and it was something that was only going to improve things. What was it that got better? One of them got better, because one of them...
I think he's talking about the Wax Lips. Because
it did get, but did, was it just from 2.5 to 3? Because I don't know.
Well, if it's 10 pounds of volleyball, 4 pounds of volleyball is 1 point, right?
I don't remember.
I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it 10 is 2.5 substats.
I think I remember when you converted that, it said it's just, it was actually acting as 12 plus 12 pounds before, even though it said plus 10.
I see.
There's probably that weird, fucked up, random rounding thing going on there, too. Because you really like to do that in old code.
It's awesome. Random rounding is the shit.
Is it really?
It is. Istanbul says, will you have special absinthe for your Arkham Horror game? Perhaps absinthe of malice?
Mm-hmm.
And malice of forethought. It's so weird that phrase is malice aforethought. It's not malice of forethought. I would imagine. It's also weird that malice isn't a word, nor is librum. I just do whatever Blizzard tells me to do. Yeah. I just believe everything that they say. Yeah. Le Spectre says, the box says it takes 2 to 3 hours to play. No idea what you were talking about on the fourth, man. Macaroni the Bent says, do you have an estimated timetable for the next clan dungeon? Trying to decide whether to ascend.
We have a time horizon for the clan dungeon.
So go ahead and ascend, man. Probably 20 times. ESPN says, how about a trophy for being a top in a Hall of Records category? And it moves from person to person at the time, spot recording the name of the people who have held it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. TexMurph says, so why do a few parts of Obopolis text still have brackets around them, like Chester blocking items or declining to fight Hodgman? Because parts of it still have placeholder text.
Did you fix that all yet?
Which what?
The placeholder text?
No, there's some still in there. When I was part of my new secret, grueling, masochistic project has been to read through the entire fight script. I've been leaving myself a lot of notes using little XXXs that glow in Vim.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, it really is. Thank you for telling me about that.
I told you about it so much as I just used it and you read it.
I specifically remember having a conversation with you where you told me about it. Because I was like, do something that I can search for that'll grab my attention. And you were like, you realize that if you do XXX, it always highlights it. What else? There's some other...
I think maybe to do? I'm not sure. If only there was some sort of magical depository of all the world's information available.
Dr. Van Mojo says, a while back you said that you'd be willing to say whether or not you'd accept or offer commentary on custom avatar ideas before the form is purchased or submitted. Is this something you're still willing to do? I mean, it is very unlikely that my commentary on a custom avatar idea is going to be anything other than read the guidelines. Because those guidelines are pretty exhaustive. XYM says, so, Jick, what did you think of Scott Kurtz? You know, I had seen him at several prior Comic-Cons, but I never knew who he was. He did that video blog thing where he came and talked to me about the game for a little while, and then made some, like, sort of disparaging comment about, like, great, another stick figure comic. Why do I even bother drawing? And I was like, you know, if we were a comic, that would have been a real asshole thing to say, yeah. right after pretending to be interested in us. And second, we're not a fucking comic.
Yeah, and you, said, you yeah. just yeah. got done talking to him about it.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, he is a pretty pretty big dick in the webcomics things.
Huh.
I forget who I was talking with the other day, but somebody was saying that they'd talked to some other webcomics guys who hate him. Although apparently not as much as the Control-Alt-Delete guy, who is apparently the biggest prick in the universe.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
The thing is, Scott Kurtz was totally fine to talk to. The only thing he did that would have made me say, oh, that guy's kind of a dick, was when he was, like, sort of performing on camera.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, maybe he's not really an asshole. Maybe it's just a persona.
That could be.
I don't think he's an asshole. I talked to him before and after that, and he was friendly enough. He liked the sign. whatever. Stick figure comic.
To do...
Maybe the fame just gets to his head a little bit.
All special highlights.
So you can find work to do and porn more easily. Madison 14 says, you should make a Frosty's completely different ice ball item so persons can funk sling. Yeah, we could do Frosty's right ice ball and Frosty's left ice ball.
That wouldn't be inappropriate at all.
Oh yeah, TexMurph is saying, you know, I can understand the limit of one on Frosty's ice ball and such, but couldn't there just be a counter for the other usable items, starter cans, candy bags? For instance, if you have one can, you can use one can. If you have six cans, you can use six cans. But the thing is, for that, we have to put some code into, like, to check how many cans you have anytime you auto-sell anything. Like, check if you're auto-selling with cans and...
Well, it wouldn't be that big of a deal, right? As long as it was an untradeable item.
Yeah.
You know, when it was checking the threshold to see how many you could use, it could just use, instead of saying, oh, you can use one of these per day, which is what it does now, just replace that one with an inventory check, which wouldn't be the end of the world when you try to use it, because it's already doing one, but it gets goofy because you could have one in your closet and one in your inventory, use the one in your inventory, and then, like, swap them, and then use the one in your inventory, which was the same one that you used before, and get them again.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's just...
I mean, if you have access to two of them, I guess the only weird thing is you have to account for them in Hanks, and you have to do an inventory check that checks the inventory and the closet, but not Hanks, because what if someone, like, has 20 cans of it in Hanks,
and they pull one, and then can suddenly use... No.
Pencils also says, congratulations, Kingdom of Loathing is finally the number one hit on Google for KOO instead of that kid's AOL radio station. Your quest is over. Yeah, hey, we're done.
Our quest started. Our quest is back where it was a while ago.
Yeah.
Now
I can quit. You don't have to do this anymore.
Yeah. It's got to be... I wonder why... We've been getting a lot of press lately.
Well, we've sent out that press release.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I mean,
and with the advent of Comic Con, and I think maybe The Escapist might have had something to do with
it. Yeah, it probably did. We didn't have nearly as many. We didn't have as big a sign up blast today as we did yesterday and the day before. But
it's still up, isn't it?
It's kind of up. Yeah.
I mean, you guys had a really good booth at Comic Con this year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was basically the same booth as last time. We had a lot better placement as well.
Yeah.
So.
That's what I meant, though.
But there aren't that many Comic-Con codes redeemed, you know? So
somebody, like, gaffed a whole stack of them and is selling them to chat.
Fucking pricks, man. Like...
Yeah, we're going to have to, like, I don't know, like, everyone working at the booth just have a stack of them in our pocket or something to hand people... instead of actually having them on the table.
Or, like, some sort of device where that'll only give you one. If you try to get another one, it chops off your fingers.
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
Great.
Yeah, I know.
Can you build that?
Yeah, probably.
Suck to test
it, though. I could put a bunch of LEDs on it.
Yeah.
You could what?
I can put LEDs on it. I've learned that much electronics.
I wouldn't make it electronics. I'd make it with, you know, like, rusty gears and stuff.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. I don't know how to sign.
I knew a guy in high school named Rusty Gears and Stuff. People talking about healing stuff. And let's see. Fred Levi says, are you ever going to make a better mosquito? It doesn't seem like there's any other familiar that uses that mechanic. Even if it's just some way to evolve the mosquito into a stronger form on the second ascension, at least make it as, if not more, effective as the starfish.
What?
Yeah, that's a good point. The mosquito really sucks a lot of ass.
Yeah, there is a plan to make it slightly better, and there is a familiar in the works that is a better mosquito.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But doing that makes the seal... Yeah, it makes the mosquito better, too. So that
I was thinking we could make the mosquito a little bit better and then make the object, the familiar question, significantly better.
Mm-mm-mm. El Pirato says, I know you all use Scent as your OS. Do you deploy updates as RPMs or some kind of CVS/Subversion/GIT deployment? I write a check every month to somebody to do the system administration for us.
Yeah.
But,
I have tried to be a system administrator, and as evidenced by my stellar job with Sandbox, yeah, I'm not cut out for it.
And I always knew just enough to hobble along. And
yeah,
as soon as I could pawn that off on somebody else, it was very much
the easiest thing I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Being a programmer, you kind of learn a little bit of it along the way.
Yeah.
But it's nothing that neither he nor I are any good at.
Macaroni the Bent says, is the overall amount of meat in the kingdom still declining, or has it stabilized? It wasn't declining for a long time, or unless you mean, is it still declining from Hobopolis? I don't actually, I haven't looked at the report in, like, probably a month.
Does the report even work?
No, not the meat tracking thing, not the one that specifically says where stuff is going, but the,
not
which
that
is
that
just
fair.
Fucking broken for whatever ridiculous reason
that
nobody
understands.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Know why. It's not, I'd fix it, but I kind of don't want to, because it's not very useful or informative.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that there was a way to, I wish there was a way to make it informative, you know. But, you know, I mean, we have a pretty good idea. Like, we knew that Hobopolis was going to be a big meat sink, and it was. So we basically know how to get people to spend meat. We basically know how to put drains into the economy. It's just a matter of doing it, you know. I have to pee, so I think it's time to take a break.
It is a good time to take a break.
We'll do some stuff from the White Album, let's say. So, you know, it's somebody's birthday, so we'll play the birthday song.
There you go.
And then seems like a good day to murder a bunch of people, so we'll play...
Woo! Belter, that's my Belter favorite Skelter. Job.
And then Wild Honey Pie, because what the fuck?
Yeah, Murder and Wild Honey Pie goes well together.
And then, that's a revolution. All right, we'll see you in, like, 10 or 12 minutes.
You ain't no dancer.
Landstuhl wrote, I always wanted to try D&D, but I just shaved my neck beard.
Oh, man.
I'm looking forward to playing D&D with some neck beards at Gen Con, and perhaps also some poop sockers.
Do you think poop sockers actually go to Gen Con?
I don't know.
I think they're all waiting for BlizzCon.
We should go to BlizzCon.
And get free stuffs?
Yeah, just go to BlizzCon.
And get free stuff.
The free stuff isn't the incentive. Free stuff isn't
really
the reason.
Pretty sure that most of the people that go there are only going just to get the free stuff.
Then most of the people that go there are retards. They don't care about art and culture.
Culture.
Let's see. Cyber34 says, so I finally got around to playing Grim Fandango, and besides it being great, let me tell you one thing. Your rendition of the "Look out, birds, it's Robert Frost" sounds in no way even remotely close to what the actual line of the game sounds like. It's not even the right words. Well, fine. It's funny anyway. Boba James says, my Comic-Con avatar is not showing up when I put on the mask. I get a broken image link, and when I try to just view the image, I get a 404 not found. Huh.
That's really weird.
That is weird. Huh. MessX says, I forgot to put on my bonus adventure clothes. I equipped them the last second, and it says 3 seconds left again. When this happens, does it just happen to me?
The readout for when rollover isn't completely accurate. I mess with the time a little bit on the server side, so you can't actually get real server time, so it's only an estimation.
It doesn't consult an atomic clock?
No.
Made of cesium?
No.
We have to use the desium?
Yeah, it's not quite as good as the cesium. Beamium is right out. Beamium?
Play Havoc says...
Beamium is made of bees.
Item called Eve Viragra. My E-penis could really use a boost. I think you mean your E-prenus. Oxymoron 92993 says, here's how you should reintroduce the Doppelshifter. Make it so you have a random chance of getting one whenever you buy a Mr. Store familiar.
That's a great idea.
That would be fucking awesome. Linguini Lad says, why can't I name my leprechaun Lil Shit? Because you can't name any familiar Lil Shit. Nor can you name him Lil Fucker or Lil Cocksucker.
Can you name him Little Tits?
I think you probably can name him Lil Tits. Yeah, I don't think that we do anything with tits. I think shit, fuck, cunt, and cocksuck is the extent of our... Lil Cunt, you can't do. Nor can you name him Scunthorpe. The random one says, are you guys aware that the Large Hadron Collider, which may or may not destroy this chunk of the universe, will probably go off during this show?
Didn't we already answer that question?
Noah Nam says, is there any way that we can tell the latest account number? What do you want to tell it?
You could needlessly spam the game with the Wizards to figure it out, but I don't recommend that.
Fox says, can the Black Cat erase an ultra rare drop? Yes, it can. Wouldn't that just be the best thing ever? Noah Nam says, I think the Bugbear should have the same drop mechanic as I Refuse in Hobopolis. Oh, right, because it's buggy and it can drop any. Yeah. Uber Noodle Boy says, so the Choose Your Own Adventure is canon, but in an alternate universe, so it's sort of canon? Perhaps.
Wasn't it made up
half
such
a canon?
That it's like a. Before the current era.
The third one is in the prehistory. Yeah. The other two, I think, are just basically
stories.
Yeah, just regular, right in the current world thing. But I don't know. Scully said they're non-canon. He said they're canon, but in a different universe. So.
Isn't that the same
What's
thing
that?
Not canon?
No.
What?
Totally different.
What, the CYOA stuff?
Yes.
I think that can be canon because...
It's
nothing that happens in that is anywhere near the same time as stuff that happens currently.
You can think of it as, like, some other player in the game doing that stuff. I mean...
Anyway, if it turns out that there are contradictions...
It was a wizard.
I mean, fans love contradictions in canon because it gives them something bonus to do.
Anytime something like that happens,
yeah.
It's a wizard. Right at 42 says, what happens when you pulverize Hodgman's invisible hamster? Do you get a hamster wad or just
hamster
piss off
wad?
And then about the two-handed weapon in one hand idea, Monkey Grip, I asked about it on an earlier show. I was basing it off of Final Fantasy Tactics. The purpose is to be able to equip a big-ass sword and a shield at the same time. I get it. They're all doing that with Wrath of the Lich King.
And it turns out that it's going to be a DPS detriment.
Yeah, because it slows down the swings.
Yeah, so, like, no one is going to second do it, which is really stupid. Man. Warrior DPS trees are all fucked up in World of Warcraft.
Excuse me. That was a big yawn. RDFM says, hey, guys, love the familiar equipment lock. Thanks.
That took a lot more work than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Ended up being a huge production. It involved two people. I made Jake draw the unlock padlock for me.
Yeah.
Or by draw, I'm sure he just photoshopped it.
I paint chopped it. Okay. I don't Photoshop shit. You know, Photoshop is the sweetest program in the world.
Yeah.
And God bless it. But it's expensive as fuck!
It really is.
Yeah. And I sit down in front of Photoshop and I am just fucking lost.
You should watch the YouTube series called You Suck at Photoshop.
Yeah,
everyone
now I've learned a lot from from those videos.
Everyone should watch that. Because you do suck at Photoshop.
Ken Soto says, when attempting to use Vicious Talon Slash with the effect Temporary Amnesia, the message, you cannot use that skill while shapeshifted, is shown after the forgetting message. That's weird. I feel like all of the skill failure messages should only fire if the skill hasn't already failed.
I'll leave that to you since you're ass deep into the fucking fight code, Mr. doing whatever the fuck you're doing.
Mr. fucking fight code. Unnamed Hobo says, hi, Jake. Curious. How much time do you guys spend looking for references for new content? None. We never look. We don't spend any time looking for references for new content. When we decide what we're going to write, and then whatever it reminds us of is what we reference. Zach68 links to the newest XKCD, which is Ghostbusters Trapping the Holy Ghost.
No, that's not the most recent one.
What?
Just hit refresh or something.
Okay, well, it's the most recent one when I looked at it earlier today. Okay. Smartass. You're fired! You're not fired. Istanbul says, Ode to Booze doesn't seem to add adventures to booze ingested through a divine champagne flute. Bug, feature, or my imagination? Please disregard previous question. Answer, my imagination. Madeline says, what is your opinion of the V-Crisis strategy? I'm annoyed by its name. That's just the critting to get all the extra adventures out of the Evil Mask. You know, it's bound to happen. I'm surprised that there's not a really tedious and annoying strategy built up around the extra stats from the extra stats from the disco combos.
Disco clown nose?
Yeah, the disco clown nose. Ujuidar Akram says, the random hobo names help reduce the repetitiveness in Hobopolis, so how about adding a random hippie slash frat name generator for the battlefield?
Oh, man.
It just... No, because the named characters in the battlefield are the heroes, you know. The rest of them don't have any names.
I was thinking as a total gas grab thing to put the hobo name generator on the 5x9 Herald reform.
For that, yeah.
That would be
have it give you a random hobo name every time somebody whoized you. Or just give you a random
hobo name. Or just let you pick random hobo names, like if you can't think of anything.
Like just click a button and have it populate it with a random hobo name.
Yeah.
Everybody would buy one just to play with. The World of Square says, dear Jake, I think I found Riff on Facebook.
No,
please,
you
make
didn't. I'm not on Facebook.
Request.
What the fuck?
What?
I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on any of those ridiculous
Neither
things.
Neither am I.
I have a MySpace. But I haven't updated it. Like 5 years.
Oh, actually, I have a live journal, now that you mention it. I don't know if it still exists.
Lol. Are you a 15-year-old girl, Riff?
Is that where you put your angst?
It's where I put a picture of a taxidermy squirrel turned into a whiskey decanter and then ignored it for the rest of existence.
Sweet.
That's my angst.
Arago says, Scully, it's not that we hate mashups, it's just that they've gotten a little irritating. Since there haven't been any Thursday shows recently, all of my podcasts contain 12 minutes of mashups dead center, and I can only take so much of Kelly Clarkson being sodomized by a power drill. Not me, man. I never get enough of that.
Yeah, it's really creepy. He just walks around with his iPod all day with a picture of that going on. It's really creepy.
Silantis says, now that high-level content is here and pertinent, what would be the harm in letting us use softcore perm skills after breaking the prism in hardcore, or hardcore permed in VM? Well, we would have to keep track of them differently.
Yeah, it's not
to know which ones you're allowed to perm. And you know what? Seriously, like, just ascend casual and then level up, because it doesn't take any time at all to level up in this game if you have any resources at your disposal. So, a couple days, you can fight an Hobopolis. Seriously. Like, seriously. Linguini Lad says, hey, Jake, I remember you saying that it's okay to speak in another language in chat. I just did that and Flinkle banned me. WTF. I need to talk to the mods.
Yeah,
tell
take,
them
take it up with Weirbear.
To ban people for talking in foreign languages.
Someone, like, claimed that defense and was speaking in binary, so...
Well, yeah, there's...
But then that's spamming.
Yeah, I know, I know. So I know that's, that's what I'm saying.
That's already against the rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But check if it is that person.
And Naked Juice says, Jake, why did you switch away from the custom title Saturday Only Discount Pork Swastika? I wrote a thing that every time I log in, it randomly picks one of my custom titles. So yours will get seen. MintBacon876 says, so guys, George Lucas came out today and said they're making another Indiana Jones flick, and he would be on the look for the MacGuffin. OMG.
That yeah. sounds like a not a, a gash crab.
Monopoly Man 001 says, does shrinking powder work against Hodgman the Hobo Overlord? No. Oh no, another putz says, why can any familiar equip the miniature Jacob's Ladder? Because of swamp gas with its sunspot activity filtered.
And a wizard.
It's for the Hunchback Minion, right? Yeah, not restricted.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Not that it did anything.
Well, have you had one of those on your... well, there are some familiars that we didn't want to have a plus 5 pounds equipment for. It's not that important. Especially now. But thank you. Oh, no, another putz. Unknown says, is there any content we just don't see? Oh, yep. There's a lot of it. Whiskey Jack says, we did it! Random Dungeoneers invited. United. I cannot read today.
Promise,
man. What the fuck is the matter with me?
Yeah, they
you
still
know what words mean.
They did a run with, like, I think it was 22 people that beat the 7-person run.
Yep. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Iscale says, why aren't there any Coheed and Cambria references in the Oasis? Because we're old!
Yeah, I'm the youngest one on staff. Well,
unless you count me.
Yeah, or Maltese Jack. Isn't he younger than I am?
I don't know.
I think he is. Probably not by much, though. Anyway, but yeah.
Mayim Bialik says, when will we be seeing our super cool, super useful sorcerer bombs? I don't know, man. I'm reluctant to make sorcerers any more useful. A deadhead says, account option to add a hobo nickel counter to the left bar below meat. Huh. You know, given that we might be adding more alternate currency kind of things in the future,
maybe
having an account menu option for if you have any of those items in inventory, just, you know, being able to add another column below, what is it, meat and
if you don't mind that inventory table hit every time.
I guess that's true.
That would be my only concern. I mean, I'd be cool with even just making a drop-down box that you can just track any random item.
It could also it could sessionize it. You know, it could sessionize the ones that it was tracking, and just whenever you got one of those items or lost one of those items, it would update it. That might get tricky, though. Fungo the Mildly Annoying says, what do you think of KOL sales? Threat or menace? Or would you rather not think of them at all? If threat or menace are my only options, I don't know. You know, it's...
severe annoyance.
Yeah, like, we're watching those guys, and if they ever do anything even a little bit wrong, they're gone. You know, so it's obnoxious. I don't like it, but I've got a very strict laissez-faire policy about that kind of shit. Because I don't want to spend all my time going after shit like that, so I'm just not going to. Gemini says, what is the plan for the Andorian finery and the Stench Hobo outfit situation? The plan is to make the Vorpal Blade two-handed and make it a lot better. That's what I'm going to do with that. Yeah.
You also have, like, a shield of reflection as part of the outfit or something.
Because
the Vorpal Blade is one-handed. Right.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, well, fine. What does a shield look like? It's like a left bracket.
Yeah.
Just like normal.
It's either left or right.
And whichever one it is the mimic. So if you remember what the mimic is.
Yeah. World's Ugliest Man says, why come concentrated garbage juices go in miscellaneous and deadly lampshades go in mostly potions when they're basically the same item with different elements? Because of sunspots.
And wizard.
And it was a wizard, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, concentrated garbage juice and miscellaneous mostly potions. Done. let's see. CDR2 Magi says, how are you doing? I'm doing pretty good. What is CDR? Like, cutter. You don't understand car and cutter, do you?
No, not at all.
Car is the, if you pass a list into in Scheme, car is
I've
the
never
first
programmed
item.
In Scheme
it's,
at all.
It's like list. Car is the first item in a list, and cutter is the remainder of the list minus the first item. So all recursive stuff is like, uses car and cutter. C-A-R and C-D-R. No idea what the fuck they stand for. I used to know. Pyman 20XD6, or Pyman 20XD6 says, how do you manage to be so cool? I don't know, I just made a premise to myself when I was younger that I was going to be extra cool, and I've kept that premise.
Yeah.
I was telling my wife that I was thinking about joining the Premise Keepers, because I'd really like to have some guidance for keeping her in her place.
That would probably be useful. I could see where you would need that for her.
Blades for two says, hey, never win a night. Two, they have a skill called Monkey Grip that allows two-handed weapon in one hand. Any chance we might get a skill like that for Steel Clovers? Maybe someday. Maybe when we release the expansion pack that raises our level cap.
Yeah.
Stinksap says, is there familiar specific equipment for the Black Cat? People better find out if they want a perma unlock Bad Moon. Xenosis says, Mr. Skull had mentioned a new content zone in a Comic-Con vid. Is there going to be any info on it soon? It's still in a kind of a nebulous semi-phase. Okay, so the new single-player high-level content stuff is, it's in a state where one of these days there's going to be a really solid 2 or 3 days of work, and it's going to be done. It's just that I don't know when the muse is going to hit me, you know? That sounds like a really pretentious way of describing the process. But, no, seriously, one of these days, I'm going to get a bug on my ass to get that done, and then I'm going to work on it, and it's going to be done in a few days. But I don't know when that's going to be, so I'm not going to make any promises. Cherry Pie says, how do I get millions of meat? Well, you could try putting smiles on a lot of people's faces 10 miles wide, and maybe they will each give you a million meat. Then you will have millions of meat. Fred Levi says, perhaps you can just use the Children's Meal of the Damned as a medium to introduce a third series of tiny plastic figures.
Maybe.
Dylan Bradley, 70, says, when do you think the Heartbreakers Hotel will be open? I need to change the message on that so that it doesn't describe itself as unfinished content. Or maybe I don't. Maybe it's good that there is some content that is described as being unfinished. Because it makes it look like it's a work in progress. But it also makes it look like we're lazy bastards.
I think pretty much anyone who plays it in can already tell that.
What?
Speaking of Bad Moon, did you see my idea, my stupid idea for how to justify Hanks in Bad Moon?
Yeah, I don't remember it, though.
It wasn't important.
Yeah, well, I'll take a look. It's in the dev chat log, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Why are you eating your hand?
I'm not.
Makes you sound all muffled and stupid.
Noah M says, okay, I've seen what Skelly and Jick look like, but what about everyone else? Like Xeno, Hot Stuff, Riff, and Zly. I need some pictures. They don't show up on film is the problem.
Yeah, that's our weakness.
Skelly and I are the only ones that live in castles.
Yeah.
I mean, we're the only ones that aren't vampires. We also live in castles. What's weird, though, is that usually vampires live in castles,
but we're
not vampires and we live in castles.
Yeah, I can't afford a castle. I don't get paid enough.
Kevin's the odd one out because his weakness is that he can't hear the word grapes.
Actually, his weakness is that he can't hear the word pin.
Really?
He can't tell the difference between the words pin and pen.
Ah.
Which is very, very strange. Data Vortex says, any news on the super double secret band that was being scheduled for Con 5? Have those guys confirmed yet?
Which?
Any of them. Like, did Aaron tell you to make that flyer?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I assume all of those are confirmed.
Okay. So, yeah. So, the lineup for Con 5, as far as I know, is Totally Rad, Mini Bosses, MC Frontalot, and MC Lars. That's what's happening. And Data Vortex says, have you guys listened to any Schaefer the Dark Lord? He performed at So this one he writes, he preformed at Nerdapalooza with MC Frontalot and S2X. That one wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
I've not heard any Schaefer the Dark Lord. There's that one guy that did some vampire song that I hated, but I don't remember what that I don't know who that guy was. Stanley says, Ed Hart says we should ask you to have a contest during your show. Not having a contest during my show.
Enough people listen to our show already. You don't need to give people stuff.
Serpentia says, have you ever thought of a stock market for KOL?
It's called, and the mall already functions as a rudimentary stock market.
Unhuman says, does the cat stay with you or leave when you ascend? Somebody should ascend and try it. The Clockwork Warrior says, I have a question for Jick. If someone offered him a very large amount of money and asked for his account to have unlimited adventures, would Jick say okay? No. No, he would not. Brute Force Pones You says, do you think there will be a form for people to change usernames? No. Sorry, you are stuck with Brute Force Pones You. But that's a cool username.
Surprised they let you do that in World of Warcraft. It just seems like the abuse potential is just sort of infinite.
Doesn't it take a while?
No.
It costs money, though.
It costs $10.
Yeah.
Oh, see? The name change thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I reported my first three names in World of Warcraft.
Really?
Yesterday.
What were they?
They were, I bet I can kill Ooh, and something else that was basically exactly the same, but a slightly different phrase, and Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I would report a Chuck Norris name.
I forget. I reported Poon Eater. And, Holy Fuck. A paladin named Holy Fuck. There was also a female human paladin named Holy Jugs. That that's awesome. I'm not going to report that.
Yeah, I saw a gnome named Bugger Me. Which I was like, well, that's clearly against the rules, but that's pretty funny, so
yeah,
I'm going to leave him alone.
My gnome warlock that I played before I quit raiding was called Microdots.
I get it.
Yeah, it's funny on three levels.
So did you hear about... All right, so Hot Stuff told me about this. Apparently, the government has some kind of deal with every... laser printer manufacturer. Every color laser printer manufacturer.
Segue.
Yeah, no. Microdots. So they have a deal with every color laser printer manufacturer in the country.
Oh, to put a little watermark on.
Yeah, there is a watermark on everything that's printed on a color.
Because
laser
it's really hard to tell when a dollar bill's been printed on a fucking color printer. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know. And also, it seems like anything that you were gonna forge. It was like, hey, here's a dollar bill. I don't know why it's on an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. they really fucked this one up. But hey, can I have my Snickers?
Did you ever see that episode of Beavis and Butthead where they Xeroxed some money?
Yeah,
and then and including a bunch of nickels. Yeah.
Newzak says, when is the new content coming to the Big Mountains? That's actually a ways off, probably. So, you know, it's just a... Yeah. Jedi Jules says, Crystal Dyspepsy Cola, right now.
No,
man. Nobody wants to relive that battle. Maybe someday. Maybe someday. Ah, we should do a Cola Wars clan dungeon, like a time rift into Cola Wars, where it's all, like, Vietnam. Yeah.
Then you would have to find some kind of way out of there.
You would. There would be people all like along the watchtower.
Yeah.
Charlie would be in the trees.
Charlie the unicorn.
Charlie the magic man.
Penguin 4111 says, isn't Jick like a girl's name?
Mom.
Yeah.
Even though it's not her real name, weird.
Grim Tooth says, are you still working on the Ascension outfits, or have you given up on those? Yeah. Captain Kirk says, Jick, I like it when you do the show drunk, and I like it when you do it sober. You almost seem like two different people. Which do you prefer?
You've not done a radio show drunk?
Every once in a while I will do one without drinking. You know, honestly, this is fucked up, but I get a little bit of stage fright when I do the radio shows.
I used to.
So if I don't have a beer, that's the thing. I've gotten so used to it now. I've gotten so used to having had at least a beer or two before I go on that I can sometimes do it without drinking now, and I don't even notice. every once in a while, I'll be driving around at night.
Really drunk?
No. What's weird is every once in a while, I'll be driving around at night, because typically, like, during the day, if there's nobody around, I will just run red arrows, like, left turn and red arrows, if I can see, like, a fucking mile ahead and there's not a single car coming, and I'm just standing there for no other reason than that the arrow is red.
Aside, is it legal to make a U-turn on a red?
On a red arrow?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I do it all the time.
Yeah, so do I.
Right? Because there's no reason not to. You can tell whether it's safe to do it or not.
Yeah.
The fucking red arrow doesn't serve any purpose at all. But at night, I don't usually do it because I've usually had at least something to drink at night.
Yeah.
So it's weird when I'm driving around at night and I'll be stuck at a red arrow and I'll be like, God damn it, wait, I'm sober. and then I can break the law. Because when I'm driving drunk, I can't break the law.
No.
You see what I'm saying here? When I'm driving drunk, I am prohibited from breaking the law. King Arthur says, Aloha, Jick. Got a question. I never listened to the radio that much, so I'm wondering why Hobopolis monsters are really, really tough. Well, because, you know, they're meant to be fought at high levels, and we wanted to make them interesting, you know? Hot Stuff and I really exercised our being mean to the player base muscles on these guys, and what's awesome is that it's popular. What's awesome is that, like, now it's like us deciding to make a monster really challenging is not just us being dicks and sort of violating the spirit of the game, like it would be if, you know, suddenly we decided that Cobb's Knob was going to be really hard or whatever. We got some ideas. I had an idea the other day that synthesized a lot of other ideas that we had as far as, like, the way the bosses work.
Did you have a meeting to describe this B2B synergization?
Couple meetings. Yeah. Every wiki post counts as a meeting, right?
Yeah.
So there were a couple meetings. But yeah, no, there's some stuff that is potentially, you know, basically this idea that we have that the speed game isn't fun, and what can we do to make the speed game fun again? Maybe we have an idea that maybe will work. Maybe we have a couple ideas that are maybe, like I said, a synthesis of a couple other ideas that'll be neat. So. Humpty says, what's with this imitation nice watch not stacking with the dead guy's memento? So not fair. If one watch saves you time, 100 makes you God. That's all it takes to become God?
Sweet damn.
I can totally afford 100 of those, like, watches you get free and a Happy Meal. But I don't know where I would wear them. I would probably be hard pressed to actually get 100 watches to stay on my body without, like, tape.
We could, like, thread multiple watches together.
Oh, yeah, you could make, like, a chain out of watches. Yeah. Then you could really have an arbitrary number of watches that was just attached to your wrist by one watch.
Yeah.
Or you could have, like, thousands of them in a chain attached to,
like,
each of your legs.
Yeah.
And then just walk around town hoping that nothing gets tangled up in the trail of watches that's out behind you.
Sort of like Jacob Marley, but if he'd been obsessed with watches.
Right, right. Or sort of like Bob Marley, if he bought a lot of watches instead of smoking a lot of weed.
Yeah.
I got to check in. Let's see. Soma Cow says, not so much a question, but having only played the game for 1 week and just discovering it today, we of Soma Cow just want to say thank you for all this. It's a crap ton of fun.
Crap ton.
But having played the game for 1 week and just discovered it today?
I think,
maybe just discovered the radio today?
Yeah. I mean, if you've only played it for a week, that's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Captain Ocelot says, why is the swarm of scarab beetles spooky? Have you ever been attacked by a swarm of scarab beetles?
Yeah.
Powdered Toast Man, we should cling tenaciously to his buttocks.
Good story, bro.
You guys don't know. Riff knows.
Yeah.
Riff's just not paying attention.
I have no idea.
Gleave says, I thought the gel plus pie crust made a seal clubbing club. Oh, right. And then the seal clubbing club plus a key lime pie cooks into a key lime pie. Powder Toast Man said, will you ever fix that duct tape buckler glitch in the mall?
Huh?
A few duct tape bucklers got put in the mall before they were made untradeable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like if that happened to me in a game, I would be pretty stoked that I had an untradeable item in my mall store, and it would make everybody ask questions and freak out the squares. So I don't have any plans to take those away from those people. However, here's something. Let's say that that happens on a larger scale. I forget to make an item untradeable, and there are 5,000 of them in the mall, all for 9 billion meat. I would probably remove those from the mall, and I would probably remove those from the mall by saying, hey, Zeno, write a script that takes every untradeable item and removes it from the mall, and so then the duct tape bucklers go away. So
and I would cackle madly and laugh all the way to the bank.
So basically, I don't have any plans to take action about the duct tape bucklers in the mall, but I'm not making any promises about not having that happen what do you call that movie that didn't come out after September 11th? Collateral Damage. I want to get that list of songs they couldn't play on the radio after September 11th, because that was fucking weird.
I didn't see that. I'll Google that later.
Of the Hill People says, hey, Jake, can we have a Team Fortress 2-themed arena zone? Yeah, it's just going to be... It'll be a zone with a single non-combat that's just a guy yelling, need a dispenser here!
That's about how it is whenever I play.
And you can just spend 50 turns. Need a dispenser here! Need a dispenser here!
Team Fortress 2 is so much fun.
I don't believe you. I don't believe that fucking competitive first-person shooters are fun at all.
I don't know why. Like, I'm not a first-person shooter player.
But you played a lot of Tribes, didn't you?
Yeah, but that's also not really... Whenever I think of a first-person shooter, I think of something that's twitch aiming, you know, twitch shooting. It's all about having really, really fast reflexes.
But and a really good mouse.
Yeah.
Like a laser Cobra gamer mouse. Extreme black.
Yeah, 360. Yeah, something like that. Although, to my discredit, I did buy a mouse that you can switch the DPI on by switching the buttons on. But that's neither here nor there. But no, it's both of those games, except for very constrained amounts of gameplay that I never really played, you don't have to be a very fast or twitch. You know.
It's just more about strategy and...
Yeah. Well, playing the Pyro, it's not about being able to aim so much as it's being able to hide in ambush.
Right. I mean, I've never played Team Fortress 2, and maybe I would like it. I'm basing my not wanting to play that on Counter-Strike.
Yeah,
it is nothing like Counter-Strike.
Okay. Well,
like, in particular, the thing is, like, there are very few things that can just instantly kill you. Like, or just
except for soldiers.
Well, yeah. There's, like, the soldiers, like, grenade rockets, which they get randomly once in a while. There's, like, snipers occasionally. But even they, like, they have to, like, wait a while for really powerful shots. And there's getting backstabbed by spies. And
I hate that feature where you have to answer trivia questions before you can get out of your base.
Oh, yeah. That's so terrible. I wish that exploit still worked.
For me. You know, maybe I should try. I think I own it somehow.
If you bought the orange box, you own it.
I did not buy the orange box.
Then you may not own it.
I bought... Because I didn't want to buy another copy of two things that I already owned.
Yeah. I didn't own any of those, so I bought the orange box.
I should fire up Steam and see.
I think it's like $20.
Yeah, that seems.
And they have like free weekends once in a while after they put out a new update, but I mean after like some like major updates. So.
Huh.
Yep.
I still haven't played episode 2 because I was gonna play episode 1 again.
Yeah, I never. I played Half-Life 2 for the first time a couple months ago, and I couldn't get past that goddamn room with the three turrets.
I don't remember that. I think I played it on easy. So.
Oh, I played it on easy too. But I just there was just this room where you had to set up three turrets and defend this area for
That and was I just, fucking brutal.
Yeah, and yeah. I couldn't. I tried it like 5 times, and I just could not get it done. So I just stopped playing.
I think I eventually beat that via some sort of bug that rendered one of the turrets indestructible.
Yeah.
So. By accident, I just happened to.
It's supposed to be like right at the end too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's near the end because you're in the Citadel, right?
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah. No, no, you're not in the Citadel. You're in the prison.
Yeah, I kind of stopped playing episode 2 at there's this end thing where you have like all these like Strider things attacking this like village, and you have to like keep them from getting to the you have to keep them from getting too far into and destroying the whole place. And, but they're coming from all sorts of different places, and they're accompanied by these hunter guys that are really hard to kill.
Right.
Yeah, I got...
How do you stop them? How do you slow them down?
By killing them.
Oh, you can actually kill the Striders?
Yeah, there's, like, some special device you get that...
Oh,
it's weird. So there are these, you have to use your gravity gun to, like, launch this thing onto the Striders,
and if there are any hunters around, they'll shoot the thing off the Strider. It's like some like EMP or something. And once it's stuck onto the Strider, you have to shoot it with a pistol or whatever.
Huh.
Push the button on it.
Climb up there. Half-Life 2 was cool.
I liked Half-Life 2 until the goddamn turret. Then
Half-Life 1 was really fucking cool.
Yeah, I almost beat Half-Life 1, but I got stuck at one of the bosses instead.
I beat it, and then I played Opposing Force and beat that, and then I played Blue Shift and beat that. My dad was super into Half-Life, so he bought them all as they came out, and then I just borrowed them a year later. Let's see. Read that. Okay, it was the Team Fortress 2 thing that got us talking about that shit. The Iron Chef says, I fell down a well one time. That was a good story, the Iron Chef. Cherry Pie says, two things. One, you should make a platypus familiar. No way, man. I'm scared of platypuses. They're fucking crazy.
They'll bite your head if you're wearing steak on it.
It's true. They'll lay some eggs on your ass and then poison you. They'll give you some eggs, and then if you try to make an omelet, they're all like, yeah, whatever, I'm going to kick you. And you'll be like, why did you kick me, you asshole? And then you'll die.
And you'll die.
When they kick you, it's fucking poisonous.
And they'll know exactly where to kick you because they can detect the electrical signals in your muscles with their face.
You should read about, did Jenny, or did it tell you about a mantis shrimp?
No, what's a mantis shrimp?
Oh, they're
really
fucked up.
Fucked up thing that can, like, it has, like, these, like, bone fists on it. And it can, like, punch, like, with them, like, so quickly that it'll, like, boil the water around it. And, like, apparently, like, there are real, like, a bunch of them will, like, escape from tanks and whatever for 2-1 because they just crack the glass open trying to escape.
That seems like kind of a Pyrrhic victory.
Yeah.
Well, no one ever said they were smart.
Yeah. I think the funniest thing, one of the defining moments in the evolution of my sense of humor, was the Far Side with the family of goldfish standing on a table next to their goldfish bowl in which their little castle is on fire.
Yeah.
And the caption is, of course, now we're equally screwed. That was, yeah, God, so great on so many levels.
I miss Far Side.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that it just stopped. I'm glad that he stopped before he started to suck.
That's true. Yeah.
The fact that I got, because my mom got me for one Christmas that giant 2-volume leather-bound tome of every Far Side. It's really nice. It's like $150 or something. It was two book set, giant coffee table book size thing. But it's just every Far Side, and it's every Far Side that there's ever going to be. You know, it's just, there you go. There's my life work. Enjoy. And that's awesome. I don't know what Gary Larson's doing these days.
Dying? I don't know. He's got to be old now.
Yeah. I wonder how old he is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look.
Yeah, I can't be arsed to look.
Gary Larson. He's 57.
Oh,
he's not
that old. Okay. I thought he was old.
Let's see. Flippin' Rogue says, is this Jick? And then links to YouTube. Yes, that is me. I hate technology.
It's all, like, ubiquitous and shit.
Yeah. TexMurph says, can we get more slash hoe updates, like zombie dancing, flim-flamming, bamboozling, bar fights? I don't exactly know what it was that was my threshold for determining whether something merited a raid announcement or not.
I have no idea. I mean, if it's something that other people can interact with, I think.
That might be it.
Well, no, there's one for icicles, though. Which isn't really an interactive sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't want it to be things... Maybe I wanted to do it on things that weren't, strictly speaking, unlimited in the number of times that you could do them. You know, because, like, we certainly don't want a dungeon announcement every time somebody kills a hobo.
Yeah.
Right, because fuck that noise. Emu Poner, stop sending the same question over and over again. For serious, like. Lady Arsenic says, your response about my idea about the collectible coffee mugs was lame. Tell me more reasons why you can't do it, then I can poke you in the eye.
Well, the reason why we can't do it is because items in the database don't have unique identities. We can't just can't. It's impossible. It's impossible, man. Trying to make me do something I can't do.
Thorfinn Skullcleaver says, I'm sure you got this before. Any chance there will ever be a Kingdom of Loathing anthem? The thing is, the Kingdom of Loathing anthem is indistinguishable from the Top Gun anthem. So first there's like some church bells, and then the guitar comes in, and it's like, weedy, weedle, weedle-ee-dee. That's the Kingdom of Loathing anthem. And it goes, actually, the real Kingdom of Loathing anthem was me saying that just then. It's like an a cappella cover of the Top Gun anthem.
Of the a cappella version of the Top Gun song.
Yeah. Feature length film? No. Somebody was making a KOL movie, but that was years ago, and I don't think it ever went anywhere. Inscribed meat? That makes me think we should find one of those places that'll do like custom coins and see if they could do one shaped like meat. Because that'd be cool, like some gold coins in the shape of a steak.
Or just give people steaks.
We could gold plate some steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We could buy some steaks off of the back of a truck.
Yeah. Weird question for you, brah.
Yeah, you want to buy some steaks? No, I've had people try to sell me steaks from the back of a truck. I'm like, no thanks.
Like, recently?
Like a year ago.
Fuck. Who decides, hey, I've got this great business plan. I got some venture capital. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some steaks and a pickup truck. And I'm going to drive around just asking everyone I see if they want to buy some steaks.
Actually, near my new place, there's a place called Steaks R Us that'll deliver steak.
Hmm.
But they don't, like, keep it in the back of a truck, though. I imagine that they just have, like, a place where they keep steak, and then when someone wants to buy steak and have it delivered for whatever reason.
It seems like as one of the vampire members of our staff, you'd be a little wary of that ambiguity.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, especially since you don't live in a castle, so if they tried to deliver the wrong kind of steak, you wouldn't be able to look at them through the murder holes,
yeah.
and then pour boiling oil on them from
the
ramparts.
What's if I don't have murder holes in my apartment?
I guess that's true. I'm guessing you don't have boiling oil in the ramparts, though, because
no,
I know it's really hard to get zoned for that in Mesa.
Yeah, no. Mormons, they don't like boiling oil. I don't understand.
Oh, man, we got to get a fucking rampart machine. I knew this was going to happen, man. One video game, and I'm going to decide to turn this entire office into a fucking arcade.
Well, hey, we got a spare room to put shit in now.
That's true.
All the broken upper color rambad machines can just come.
The guy's coming to look at it, so. Goddamn.
It's weird. When my little brother was here, when you guys were at Comic-Con, he was able to play it just fine.
Yeah, sometimes it'll work for 10 or 15 minutes. In fact, I fucking guarantee that when the guy is here to fix it, it is going to just work.
Yeah.
What I sort of meant to do was, like, when he's going to come, I'll turn it on a couple hours before that, because it'll eventually start fucking up, even in attract mode.
Uh-huh.
So,
Is that what that's called? It's called attract mode?
Attract mode is, when there isn't a coin in, like when it's just showing demos or whatever to try and get people to play it.
What's it been? I mean, what's wrong with it?
Upper color rambad.
Yeah, upper color rambad. It'll start, the first time when we got it here and plugged it in and the hot stuff and I were playing it, and we got about 10 minutes in and it just started, like, flickering random sprites onto the screen and stuff.
Huh.
And then eventually just, it'll reboot itself. And then periodically go into a thing where it's every other frame is just upper color rambad.
So yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, my worry is that it's a problem with the board rather than a problem with one of the chips. Because if it's a problem with one of the chips, you can get that fixed. You know, you can just
okay.
Like, but I don't know, man. You can be on the lookout for Zybots. I feel like the JAMA boards, I see those on eBay pretty cheaply.
Really?
Like, the fact that we have the cabinet and all the controls is the thing that's the expensive part, you know? So, I'm sure we could also retrofit some other game into it if we really wanted to, but the whole reason, the thing is, there are certain games that I would actually buy an arcade cabinet of. Zybots, Tron, and Rampart, because you can't play those on an emulator.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do a trackball in a main cabinet.
Well, okay, you can't play them on a computer.
Okay.
I mean, if I built a dedicated MAME cabinet, but honestly, like, it has been within my means to do that for 5 years, and I feel like if I was going to do it, I probably would have done it by now, so it might be time to just have somebody else do it for me or not do it.
Somebody in dev does that.
Yeah, Werebear. Werebear does that. In fact, he's the one that sent me the whole, like, yeah. He sent me, like, a stack of DVD-ROMs that was just every, I mean, no, he didn't. He sent me some flowers. Yeah. Totally legal flowers.
And made, like, some nice place where you can totally legitimately buy.
Yeah, Link. He sent me links to stores where I could buy every arcade game ever made.
Yeah.
Ben, one of the other guys from the mini bosses, has a main cabinet that he built with, like, trackball and multiple buttons.
In a cave with a bunch of scraps.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's a combination main cabinet dialysis machine.
Yeah.
But yeah, he spent, you know, when I talked to him about it, and he was like, you know, you either have to spend a lot of time or a lot of money doing this. And I'm like, I don't want to spend either of those things. We played some Warlords. Right, we're almost out of time and we're almost out of questions. Awesome. Gleep says, Jake, you need to revamp the long skinny balloon system and make the balloon Robert Frost. The item's description could be, look out, birds, it's this. Should be. Pleasure Ryland says, what actually occurs behind the dark curtain of Rollover? There was a radio show a long time ago where I spent like 45 minutes just reading the Rollover script and explaining everything that happened during Rollover.
It's really boring. It's not.
And, you know, I enjoyed that show because I feel like, you know, I feel like...
Well, although we did find some, like, really unnecessary things, didn't we?
I don't remember.
Yeah. For a while, I had been entertaining the notion of kind of reducing the amount of work Rollover does and just have that work done every time a person logs in.
I worry that...
Yeah, I'm not sure how feasible it is.
Yeah, I worry that the period of time after Rollover would get even laggier as a result of that, you know?
Yeah.
It fucking sucks that the problem is that Rollover flushes out, presumably because it just fills up all of the MySQL cache data,
yeah.
Right? So nothing is cached anymore, so the database is just working overtime trying to deal with all of the... First of all, it is the busiest time of the day, and it is the time when the database is the least equipped to handle
a lot of requests. Well, MySQL cache really doesn't help that. The problem with the MySQL cache is that whenever the table is updated, the cache is cleared. So it
really...
The
game is incredibly slow. Like, if you shut down MySQL
and
bring it back up, the game is incredibly slow.
True. Yeah.
So, I mean, the thing is, there are a lot of tables cached that don't get updated
that's
that often.
True. That's true.
You know, like the monster table, the adventure table, the location table, the item table, like...
Maybe.
And also, it couldn't possibly take more than... a hundredth of a second to cache all that.
Yeah.
Data. There's not very much data in there at all, but...
I don't know how databases work.
Yeah.
Maybe, mcached will be the magic bullet there. I hope it's a magic bullet. I hope it's not just me getting all, flustered about something I don't know anything about. I hope that it's actually useful.
Emu Poner, seriously, knock it off. SomaCast says, he mocks Facebook but has a live journal? I cannot stop laughing! Data Vortex says, will there be any copies of the Choose Your Own Adventure 3 book at KOLCon 5? I think we're out of them.
Yeah, I think we used all of them.
Yeah.
We had to have more printed while we were... Excuse me, while we were there at Comic-Con. So.
Then we ran out of those.
We did run out of those?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, sorry.
Yeah.
No.
If you want to read the Choose Your Own Adventure book, they're online, images.kingdomofloathing.com/CYOA.
And there's even, like, versions now that have, like, a link.
Yeah.
Yeah,
somebody in the forums sent me a version of those that are linked, so they're even easier to cheat. I mean, read...
Except how will you see the Adventures of Lars and Helka now?
They're still on them.
Oh, I think they're still in there,
so you can still scroll through them.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like one page.
It's just a PDF with all of the things that say go to section 34 linked to an anchor at section 34 of the PDF.
I thought it was
a series of, like, a set of HTML documents or whatever, too, but it's not. Somebody did do that once, and the way that you got to this, the Lars and Helga thing, was just by force loading the URL. It never got linked to, you know?
So that's clever.
Yeah, sorry to anybody who has been working on a collection of the actual physical books, but we just, we underestimated the demand this year.
Yeah, you guys are going to print like twice as many next year.
We ran out of Comic-Con. We ran out of the item codes, too.
That, see, I feel like that we ran out of the item codes at a perfect time. Like, yeah. We ran out right before the end of Comic-Con. So basically, anybody who like went to Comic-Con and sought us out because they wanted the item got one. We just didn't have as many to give to the like random, hey, if you sign up. And all the people who were like, yeah, I need a couple extra for my clanmates whose names are both eBay.
Let's see.
Penguin 4111 says, what's a MacGuffin? Like a long, boring book thing or what?
A MacGuffin is a plot central artifact that has no other purpose besides being central to the plot. It doesn't mean, not even really sure what it is.
The Maltese Falcon is a MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Was it like Alfred Hitchcock?
I think so, yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock coined the term.
I read this really
popular poem. Yeah.
Back when I was a kid, before the internet, the only thing that you could do that was even remotely interesting was read books that were really naughty. And there was this one sort of really horrible sci-fi book which the characters sought out an MacGuffin. It was like MGUH FON. I didn't know what it meant until I got here.
Right. Let's see if Fusilli Ban is ready to take us over. What song should I go out on?
Vampire Bat.
I'd have to get it off the I'll have to get it off the network drive.
It's almost full.
The network drive is almost full? Maybe we should delete some of the hundreds of gigs of anime that's been there for years and years, and I don't like deleting stuff that's your guys's, but I don't know what it is.
I'm less inclined to share things over the network drive than I have been in a long time, because I don't have a whole bunch of stuff here anymore.
Right.
No, there's 21 gigs left. That's not too bad. I don't remember how big it is.
I think it's a 500 gig drive, but I think I have it in mirrored mode, so it's only 250 gigs, so that's not too bad. I'm sure there's hundreds of gigs of porn on there that could easily be deleted. Not that we have hundreds of gigs of porn on a network drive at the office. That would be unprofessional.
Yeah. I bought a 1 terabyte gigabyte drive.
Unless it was gay porn.
Yeah.
Because that's serious business.
It is. We pride ourselves on the massive collection of gay porn.
That's actually where we make a lot of our money is from the never-before-mentioned gay porn studio that we run in Riff's room.
Yeah.
When he's not there.
Man, no wonder it smells so weird in there.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys on Monday, and then there will probably not be a Thursday show because I'm going to be en route to Comic-Con. But there will be another show on the Thursday after that.
Yay!
So, have a good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Good night. Give me a taco.
Once upon a time, a man was attacked by a vampire bird. He was sucked to death. The vampire bird killed him at last. Vampire Bat! Vampire Bat! Vampire Bat! Vampire Bat! Vampire Bat! The lake of fire tore his ass up. He was burning to the crisp. He was cast to the lake of burning flame. Vampire Bat! Vampire Bat! Vampire Bat! Vampire Bat! Vampire Bat! We'll be right back. said a vampire bird sucked blood out of me. He started stabbing me in my ass. Then three more vampire birds stabbed me in my ass too. They sucked the blood out of me, killing me. Vampire bad. Vampire bad. Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Folgers, it's dead to the last drop.